are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, this just in, Barbara Walters has the chicken pox. 83 years old Barbara Walters has chicken pox. According to TMZ, this is roughly 75 years past the usual age when many children during her time period as a child would have gotten the chicken pox. Now, Barbara Walters, remember about a week or two ago, had fallen, suffered a head injury, and was going to miss the inauguration. And she had been absent from The View, which she's on. And I guess Whoopi Goldberg said she had cut her head a week or two ago, was running a temperature, and it all turns out that she had the chicken pox. She never had it as a child, so now she's being told to rest. She's not allowed to have any visitors, and I guess the women on The View are telling her to not scratch. Of course, Whoopi Goldberg said, we love you, we miss you, we just don't want to hug you. Chicken pox. Getting the chicken pox when you are older, we've discussed this, could be even fatal. The chicken pox as an adult could be pretty scary. Now, I'm shocked that she could go through her whole life without having been, I mean, she's 83 years old. You would think you would have been exposed sometime. You know, chicken pox was pretty rampant prior to vaccination. Now, once we started to vaccinate, there were less and less kids that had chicken pox. Then we had to question, well, do we need to give a booster? What if the chicken pox vaccine doesn't cover you enough and then you get a chicken pox when you're older? But the one thing we noticed is if somebody gets the chicken pox, after they get the chicken pox vaccine, it's kind of mild. They get a milder form. But if you get the chicken pox as an adult, and it is the brand new virulent kind, I mean, it is a brand spanking new infection, not an emolliated, subdued form that could come circulating after people have been vaccinated, that could kill you. One of my friends had the chicken pox. He said it was up and down his esophagus. He had to be hospitalized. You know, it's a virus that affects, that lives in the nerves. And when it comes out on the skin in these vesicles. Now, the reason why chicken pox has been of such a concern is because it doesn't go away completely for many of us. Many of us, chicken pox will decide to subside in a nerve and then come out in the form of shingles. Hence, that's why we've had to come up with the shingles vaccine. Now, the fact that, now again, this is from TMZ, so I don't really have any other sources right now because this was breaking news. Is it chicken pox or is it shingles? To me, it would seem more likely that our older population would have shingles, okay? Because that's why we're recommending vaccination. This is somebody who was exposed to the chickenpox, whether they had chickenpox or not. Chickenpox decided to subside, and one of the nerves comes out when you're stressed. She just had a concussion, so it decides to come out. Have I ever seen a double chickenpox infection? I've never seen one, but in theory, it could happen. In theory, you could get chickenpox twice, but most of the time you don't. You get chickenpox once, it decides to live in one nerve. Nerves are unilateral, even though nerves can run, you have nerves bilaterally, each nerve only runs unilaterally one side of the body. So it lives in one of those nerves when you're older, when you're stressed, a little immunocompromised. It could come out in the form of shingles, a very painful vesicular rash. People think they got bit. Right? And then they see these lesions. They go, wow, that must have been a bad bite. And then all of a sudden the lesions go across that whole nerve dermatome. For some of you that get it by the eye, it could cause blindness. For some of you that could get shingles across the chest, it's almost impossible to breathe when it gets so painful and so constrictive. That's why we highly urge the shingles vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, has done wonders in preventing shingles. So I just want to get a little bit more information. Is this true chicken pox, or is this shingles? It would make sense that shingles would come out, but, you know, think about it. It could be possible that somebody could have escaped chickenpox this whole time. Now, many of you will come into my office, or you'll call or write, say, Dr. Dahlia, I don't know if I've ever had the chickenpox. I don't think I have. What do I do? Do I get the chickenpox vaccine that we give to children? You could. You could get the chickenpox vaccine, absolutely. But what I always urge is for you to do a blood test. There's a blood test called the varicella, which is the virus responsible for chickenpox and shingles. Same virus, varicella. And you could do an IgG that looks to see if you've ever built up antibodies to protect yourself against chickenpox. If you have, and your IgG is positive, then you've probably already been exposed. Maybe you didn't have chickenpox, but you've already been exposed, which means you still could be at risk for shingles, and I would get the shingles vaccine. If your IgG is completely negative, sometimes we'll check an IgM, and IgM will only be positive for the first 30 days, but we usually use that to see if you've been exposed in the first 30 days or if you have an active infection. But most of us, we look at the IgG and see if you've ever, you know, long-term had it. You know, some of you have asked, what about the varicella vaccine or the chickenpox vaccine? You know, you gave your kids the chickenpox vaccine and you were a little reluctant because you wanted your kids to get true chickenpox because you were afraid if the chickenpox vaccine didn't really do the trick, your kids could get chickenpox as an adolescent, adult, etc. Again, you could do a blood test. We did. We made sure our kids were immune. We just wanted to, you know, and the blood test showed that they had the antibodies. So, kind of interesting stuff. The shingles vaccine, not as pricey as other vaccines, but still a little pricey. I think a lot of your pharmacies sell the Varivax, your varicella vaccine. I urge you to get that. Of course, talk to your doctor. But if you don't like vaccines, you're afraid to take vaccines, and you want to know what to do if you do get shingles or chickenpox, the first time you see any of these lesions, and they're little blistery vesicular lesions, just like herpes would be, but some of you don't have herpes, so you wouldn't know what that looks like. But any of these type of viral type of lesions in that herpes family or chickenpox family is very blistery vesicular. Keep in mind that those could spread like wildfire. So make sure that you, as soon as you see some of that, go to the doctor. The doctor goes, I think that's shingles. Even if he's not too sure, have him put you on an antiviral right away. Acyclovir, valacyclovir, Famvir, etc. All right, guys? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I'd also like to do a shout-out to Freeze Dry Guy. You have got to check out their website at freezedryguy.com. Great food. It never hurts to be prepared. Food tastes great. They have great specials. Please check them out. If not, I have a link on my website as well as drdahlia.com. All right, so it sounds like California lawmakers are set now to tackle healthcare expansion, according to LA Times. Now, the state lawmakers are set to introduce a series of proposals today to help California implement President Obama's healthcare overhaul. Now, so for those of us who don't live in California, some of us are like, all right, what do we care what California does? Actually, we're watching California extremely close. All right, California already has had cities that filed for bankruptcy. They are in such financial crisis. All right, you have taxpayers fleeing the state. If California can make health care work, We all can. So we're watching to see what California does and how the hell they are able to do it. Now, I just hope we get a very honest account of how things are going as this progresses. Okay, remember, we only get told what the media wants to tell us. And then if it wasn't for patients leaving California coming to me, I don't get the scoop on what's going on with Kaiser or with Medi-Cal, etc. Now, from what I understand, Governor Jerry Brown has called for the special legislative session in his State of the State speech Thursday to pave the way for implementation next year of the Federal Affordable Health Care Act, which requires most Americans who don't already have coverage to buy health insurance or pay a penalty. We've talked about this. Now, one of the most significant bills will be a proposal to streamline the Medi-Cal enrollment process to help sign up hundreds of thousands of Californians who are currently eligible but not enrolled. According to a recent study by UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, the change could add between 240,000 and 510,000 people to the Medi-Cal rolls by 2019. Now, Governor Brown has earmarked $350 million in his budget proposal to pay for the increased participation. Will that even cover it? Lawmakers will also propose a larger expansion of Medi-Cal to cover individuals earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or $15,415 a year. Federal government would subsidize costs for the first 3 years, phasing down to the 90% after that. Okay, so it looks like California will be getting some help from the government, because we already know they have a difficult time with their budget, and I think it's a Democratic legislature. So Governor Brown will be able to pass what he wants to pass, but without a lot of Republican opposition, there's going to be a lot more spending. So it's going to be very interesting to see if California could hold its own. Okay, Brown had said that the broader expansion will be incredibly complex. It'll take more time to achieve other parts of the healthcare overhaul. Now, what I believe is in November, they already voted in to add new taxes. And I believe there's already a tax increase that was already approved on the November ballot. So it'll be interesting to see if the funding will be enough, either from the government, from the taxes. So, you know, again, I'm not, living in California currently. You know, I live in Nevada. I'm from California, so I always like to watch and see what's going on. But we all need to see what's going on in California, because if they could figure this out. Now, true, it is a larger state. They may have more taxpaying dollars, but if they got to take on 500,000 people on their Medi-Cal program, I am dying to see what Medi-Cal will cover. Does that mean 500,000 people are going to be able to get transplants if they want? Are they going to get the medicines that they want? You know, I was just at the Nevada Academy of Family Physician meeting, and one of the things discussed is how some of the doctors can't even write some of these new medications that are out because they just cost too much. And so even if pharmaceutical companies come up with phenomenal drugs for multiple sclerosis or arthritis, et cetera, will people even be able to get it? What is Medi-Cal going to cover? So, and for those of you that do live in California, please keep us posted. I am dying to hear what changes are happening. And if California is able to do it, great. Great. I mean, as conservative as I am, I'm a doctor. I want people having health care coverage. I want as many people having coverage and being healthy and getting to see a medical provider as possible. I think that's wonderful. I just don't think the Affordable Health Care Plan was intelligently designed to make that happen. But if California thinks they can make this work, I am dying to see. The only problem is we may not be able to see for another 6-7 years. And, many of us in our states are kind of struggling with budgets, figuring out how to even have enough doctors to see Medicare patients, or even in California, Medi-Cal patients, not to mention Medicare. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, a study has come out saying nearly half of Americans are working at jobs they are overqualified for. This is something we've been talking about over the last few years. When the recession hit, many of us had to scrounge around and take jobs that were available despite what our training is. They say the study shows nearly half of Americans with college degrees are working at jobs that they're overqualified for. This is according to the Center for College Affordability and Productivity. They say the number of Americans with bachelor's degrees grew from 25% to 41 million between 2002 and 2012. So in the last decade, we got 41 million people with bachelor's degrees. And they say the number of those with associate's degrees increased to 31%. Those with master's or doctorate degrees went up to 45% for 43%. Well, that's nice. Looks like people finished their schooling. People had got through school. Great. The only thing is the number of jobs that require degrees have not kept up. There was a PhD researcher who had come to see me that was scared, manureless, that he was going to lose his job and have nowhere to go because they were cutting PhDs from his job. I mean, you know, there's an argument to be made that, you know, sometimes you need to, for job security, sometimes you shouldn't be the most expensive employee. And the one thing we saw out of this recession is some of the most expensive employees were the first cut. In 2010, they said there were nearly 42 million college graduates, but fewer than 29 million available jobs. That same year, 15% of taxi drivers had bachelor's degrees, compared to just 1% in 1970. So if you couldn't find a job, you started driving taxis, etc. You get a job, you get employed. Also in 2010, 25% of retail sales clerks had bachelor's degrees compared to 5% in 1970. Now, when I went to college, I was in college from, I graduated high school in 89, so I was in college from 89 to 93. And there was a recession going on. I told you guys that at graduation, people had on their mortar boards, one had will, another work for food. And they all sat together, of course, in order. So there was a recession going on in the 90s. I just didn't know much about it because I was in school. You know, I was working at Jack in the Box, flipping burgers. I tutored. I also worked at the EPA. So I always held a minimum of 2-3 jobs. I did some secretarial work for the dorms. And so I was always working some small side job. So I never noticed the recession. I hosted at a restaurant until I finally turned 21. So I go to medical school and immediately I get a job. You know, I get a job and I wait tables. I could help my brother go through college. And so I was always still able to be in the job market, while I was going through school. But I remember telling myself if I didn't get to medical school, my bachelor's degree in biology would do nothing for me. So I was going to wait tables, cocktail, until I could get into medical school. Now, luckily, I got into medical school the first try. But if I didn't, I was trying to figure out what the hell could I do with a bachelor's in biology. And what we were noticing in the 90s is too many people had college degrees. There was a time when if you had a high school diploma, you needed a high school diploma to get a job. Then if you went to college, wow, you would be the front of the applicant pool. Well, no. Because of student loans, so many of us were able to go to school. Because of scholarships, I got an academic scholarship, and then I worked and waited tables to support myself because the academic scholarship only covered school, so I still had to pay for my apartment, pay for my car. So I worked. I probably only averaged maybe 20 hours of sleep a week during my college years. But there was a problem already growing in the 90s that we had too many people with bachelor degrees. And in Vegas, many people with bachelor's degrees valeted or cocktail because there was more money to make than an entry-level suit job. So, now we have a situation where many people that have their degrees or PhDs had to take a job in which they're overqualified for because that's the only thing that was available during a recession. Going to make you think where college is going to go from here. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was kind of a shocking study. They say women who have breast cancer, who decide to say, nope, I don't want a mastectomy, just take out the lump, actually are found to be more likely to survive. They say those over age 50 who only had the lump removed followed by radiation were a fifth more likely to survive than those who decided to take out the whole breast. They say many women will go for the whole mastectomy because they think it'll improve their survival. But the results of a 10-year research project found that the less radical form of treatment was more effective. Take away the lump, do the radiation over a course of 5 to 6 weeks, ensuring that many cancer cells are killed. Now, researchers from Duke University of North Carolina looked at the records of 112,000 women between 1994 and 2004. They said 55% kept their breasts and just did the lump and radiation, lump removal and radiation. 44% decided to have the whole breast removed. Now, the study was published in the journal Cancer, shows that women who had breast conservation surgery were 13% more likely to survive the illness, but the results were even more promising in those over 50, whose survival odds were 19% higher than those who decided to just have the whole breast removed. It said women of all ages who had breast conservation surgery more likely to die of other, were a fifth less likely to die from other causes like heart disease. So the question is does a mastectomy put you at higher risk for death, and why? Is it because it's a more in-depth surgery? Are there surgery complications? I'm not seeing that. They're not talking about people dying from a mastectomy. They're just saying the people that got the lumpectomy and the radio and the radiation appear to do better when they look at all these numbers, and they account for age. Now, for many of us, that still doesn't make too much sense. You'd think, well, what if the cancer comes back? If the breast is removed, the breast cancer can't come back, unless they're saying that mastectomy patients still had recurrence. They're not saying that. I think what they're saying is they looked at people that were given radiation and the lumpectomy, and they did just fine anyway. And they appeared in this study to look like they even lived longer. So what do we take from this? I don't know. Okay, I'm a little, I mean, and it seems like a pretty good study. I mean, you know, they looked at a lot of records, 100,000 records. I mean, I trust the data. What I get a little weary about are these studies opting for less treatment. Now, true, okay, we should be, as a medical field, going towards less barbaric, gross type of treatments when something can be treated extremely delicately. Okay, I get that. I mean, when you used to have an appendix removed, that scar took up half your abdomen. Now we're able to do things really delicately, robotically, etc., but we still take out the appendix. Okay? I'm a little nervous about research that may try to talk women in to doing something a little lighter, and then, God forbid, they get a recurrence of the breast cancer. Now, one reason why women will get a mastectomy, which I think this study isn't discussing, and of course, I mean, what it did is it looked at a bunch of women, those who had a mastectomy, those who didn't still did well, if not lived longer. That's what they found in this one study. But a lot of the women that will get a mastectomy, it's because the thought of them having breast cancer scared the living crap out of them. And whether that particular cancer grows back or they are in line for a brand new cancer, you know, if one in eight women get breast cancer, I mean, can you get breast cancer twice, two different ones? Yeah, you can. That some women are like, well, to hell with this. I don't want the breasts. I could get implants and look better. So sometimes these women aren't getting mastectomies because they're worried the treatment wasn't good enough. They just don't want to always be scared that they're going to come down with breast cancer because they've already been a cancer survivor. So they're like, well, to heck with this, take the breasts. And so the only thing is if more studies come out saying you really don't need the mastectomy, all you need is the lump and the radiation, insurance companies are going to jump on this and go, you see, we don't have to pay for it. Nope, mastectomy isn't indicated. All you need is the lump removed, us doing radiation. The radiation kills the cells, you're fine. And so then many of us won't be able to get that surgery done because insurance won't cover it. So we'll see. You know, we know breast cancer is not the leading cause of cancer in women. It's still lung cancer. But we know that breast cancer is still a huge threat to a lot of us women. And many people, once they've been afflicted with cancer, they're like, to heck with this. Because, you know, am I going to get breast cancer again in 5 years? Am I going to get breast cancer again in 10 years? Not even from the same one. Just if the incidence of breast cancer is high, am I going to, luck of the draw, get my next, get another breast cancer in another breast? And at that point, if you were prone to getting one, absolutely, you're at higher risk for getting breast cancer in another site. And some women say, to heck with this. I probably would. I would probably get the mastectomy. I probably would. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm modeling, okay? You know, nobody's asking for me to do a Hollywood film and me be naked. Me coming from such a cancer-afflicted family, I probably would. It just, I don't know if insurance will pay for it by then. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a study looking at beer and liquor ads on TV, and they believe it may promote drinking as early as the seventh grade and lead to alcohol-related problems just a few years later. The study believes that the more commercial exposure teens had, they drank more when they were in the 10th grade. Now, that has got to be a difficult study to look at because, you know, like my kids, they're going to watch the Super Bowl with me. I mean, you know, we watch TV, we'll watch American Idol or we'll watch Glee or whatever. I mean, Dos Equis, that commercial, right? Stay thirsty, my friends. I mean, they see that. Okay, how do you find a test subject that does, you know, how do you find a group of individuals that don't see those commercials, let alone you walk through a store, you see the liquor section? I mean, how do you hide it from the children? They say the study provides evidence that exposure to alcohol advertising in seventh grade and liking those alcohol advertisements on television is associated with higher levels of drinking in the eighth and ninth grade. The reason why kids drink is because other kids drink. It's not because of Dos Equis or, you know, the Southern Comfort commercial, the middle-aged guy who has love handles. Have you guys seen that? He just stands there on the beach holding some Southern Comfort and ice. You really think that's going to force kids to drink? They drink because that's what the other kids do. Kids smoke because that's what the other kids do. Sex. There's not commercials out there for sex, but kids have sex. When kids tell each other, all right, you're in the seventh grade or you're in the 10th grade, this is what we do. If you don't do it, you ain't cool. They're going to do it. And if you want to combat teenage sex, teenage drinking, teenage smokers, you need to get to these kids before they get completely proselytized by their classmates that the only way to survive in high school is to do those stupid things. Okay? Super Bowls, some of the commercials we really, really love are the beer commercials. The Bud Light commercials, I mean, we can't wait. What about soda? You know, I mean, do the soda commercials make kids drink soda? No, the taste of it and it being available. You know, these kids are getting alcohol too easily. They have an older brother get the alcohol, they give it to them, and then these kids drink. If you don't think your seventh grader wants to drink alcohol, you got another thing coming. You know, I hear my kids, and when they do a sleepover, they talk about shots. They talk about, oh, I can't wait to get drunk. I'm like, say what? And like, oh, she was listening. I'm like, why? So you could be stupid? All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H.com. Or call 702 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, if you can, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. All right, so this was just the bad news we really didn't want to hear. Apparently, retailers now can charge up to a 4% fee when we use our Visa and MasterCard. All right. Visa and MasterCard have allowed merchants to add a service charge equal to the cost of processing a credit card transaction. I guess, to the cost of your item. The cost of processing is usually 1.5 to 3%, and merchants are capped at a 4% fee under this agreement. Merchants will still not be allowed to add a surcharge to debit card transactions. Now, we are hoping that many stores don't take this on. Okay? From what we understand, Walmart, Target, Sears, and Home Depot told NBC News they had no plans to add a credit card surcharge. Thank heaven. See, I can't tell you how many businesses have been doing this already. Now, let's take a step back. I understand, though, why many companies have to. All right? What we pay, in terms of, we pay close to 3% just to run someone's credit card. So we lose 3% every day, every week, every month, every year, just because somebody pays by credit card. It stinks. It stinks. And if we have an extra surcharge, like from American Express or Discover, we just charge that surcharge amount. We don't make any profit by any means. But it costs us a hell of a lot of money to take in credit cards at our clinic. But we do, because less and less people are taking on cash. But I have to admit, I hate paying that as a consumer. It stinks. And I've noticed my trying to use cash as much as I can whenever there is that extra surcharge. But I mean, you can't really blame the merchants because, you know, I mean, 3% adds up. That's a lot of money. So, of course, you're going to have people more inclined to say, look, no, we got to pass that on to the consumer. Now, the reason why this hasn't been an issue is most merchants were able to raise their fees or raise their costs of goods, so it would always cover it. But somebody like a doctor's office, we have no power to raise our fees, with the exception of a cash patient or an uninsured patient, but we actually have gone down in our rates with that. We went down 50% to help people out during the recession. So I can't collect back because of this, you know, because insurance doesn't let you go up on your fees. So you can't make up for it. And in this recession, you know, a lot of companies are in trouble. So companies can't raise the prices of their goods because it's a recession. People won't shop there, or people won't eat there, etc. So this is just something that kind of made a little bit more of a headache. From what we understand, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, and Texas all ban credit card surcharges. But the rest of us who don't live in those states, yeah, we're going to be feeling it. All right, both Visa and MasterCard have rules requiring retailers to handle credit cards the same way in every store, regardless of location. So if a chain has a store in a state where surcharges are banned, then none of its locations will be allowed to have a surcharge. So what's going to end up happening is, and I'll get the list for you once somebody makes it, somebody's going to research what states have companies in the banned state. What companies have locations in the banned states? Then those companies hopefully won't add the surcharge, and then we'll be able to shop there. And then maybe what will happen is these other companies will say, okay, then you know what? We just can't add the surcharge. But what about online shopping? Many of us have done online shopping. Now, online shopping has given rise to the small business owner. Remember we talked about how things go in cycles between big businesses and small businesses? It was always mom and pop shops, you know, back in the 1800s, early 1900s. And by 1940, you started to have these department stores, 40s, 50s, and 60s. You started to see department stores, but then boutique shops got a rise again. Then Kmart, Jemco came out, then Walmart, Target, you know, but the rise of the small business owner has been to the credit of the internet. Because when people now want to shop for their iPad or want to buy a book or want to buy a DVD, they go online. And when they go online, if they see a company that could beat out Amazon.com, beat out Walmart's prices, offers free shipping, has a good coupon code, they get the business. And a lot of these internet sites are being done out of people's living rooms. So I'm a huge fan of online shopping, because that now allows us small folk to have a home business and be able to compete against a Walmart, Best Buy, etc. Even though I still do most of my shopping at Walmart, when it came time for Christmas shopping, you bet your butt I was online. I was able to find everything I wanted to cheaper than what I could get at those other stores. So I was a pretty happy girl. But there's a circle of life. So I guess what would possibly happen is many companies that then, I guess many people will then start going to franchises. Because of a franchise, like, for example, Outback, if it's in California and they can't add a credit card surcharge, it'll be cheaper to go there to eat than to go to another place, same price meal, and get that 3%. Okay? Interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is kind of cool. All right? Apparently, they are making guns very similar to James Bond, where we've talked about these. This isn't the first time we've heard of this, where it's so personalized that the gun will only be able to be fired if you're the one holding it. All right, and now it looks like more people are for this type of technology, because if the Obama administration wants to start limiting guns and taking guns away because of all the massacres and shootings that we've seen over the last few years and the gun violence skyrocketing, then we have an argument. When, you know, because they, you know, Obama was talking, I believe, today about how we have your responsible gun owners. Apparently, he likes to skeet shoot. He likes to shoot at pigeons. So, I mean, he likes to shoot. We know Biden likes to shoot. Biden prefers a shotgun, you know, over an assault rifle, etc. But one complaint that advocates of assault weapon bans have been bringing forth is that, you know, good guys have the guns and bad guys take the guns from the good guys and then use them. Like Adam Lanza took his mom's gun. Well, if the gun is already personalized through sensors, gadgets, etc., where the only like remember what happened in Skyfall, right? The bad guy tried to shoot James Bond with his own gun. Couldn't. James Bond could take the gun and shoot him, basically, or shoot whoever he needed to. Then there goes the argument of guns being taken away from responsible gun owners who are registered and getting into the hands of people that shouldn't have the guns, because they could only work when you're the ones that recognizes. So it's going to be interesting. I doubt the government is going to be fazed at all by this. They've always had an agenda to limit guns. They're going to. But, you know, this may help us out, you know, a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study comes out today discussing how our poor sleep is really starting to hurt our memory. Now, according to the journal Nature Neuroscience, a report suggests that brain will actually change over time because of your lack of sleep quality, and that long-term brain change will then affect your memory. They found this in the prefrontal cortex, which is the right behind the forehead. That part of the brain is your prefrontal cortex. It's the front of the brain. It loses volume with age. We know our brains get smaller that we age, but they say it even worsens when you get less sleep. So we're going to talk about this more later this week. For those of you, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, please stay on board for another hour. Please be safe and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.